I understand, Bill, that you're now a member of the Triangle Club.
Yes, Art. And let's see, how can I put this? I've spent a year being extremely angry to the point of just being beside myself. I discovered that I don't like being a UFO witness. And I never was a UFO witness. I was a researcher, and I was happy. And I drew other people's UFOs, and I drew other people's aliens. And I created, you know, designations for classes of vehicle and everything, working with military personnel, the whole thing. And I was having a blast. And then I went to work at night, which I do after, you know, doing my shift through childcare. And not just a UFO, but the biggest damn thing that you could ever imagine flew right over my head. And, you know, that's why I've been so quiet this year. That's why very few people in the UFO community have heard from me. I didn't know whether to report it or not report it. I didn't know what it would do, you know, to my reputation. I just didn't know.
I had the same problem, Bill.
Well, Dr. Bob Wood, you know, he made me promise to report it. So I wrote a witness statement the day after I saw it, and I have done a report of investigation bracketing my statement. So if you are in Arizona, listeners, and you work for either the Salt River Project or are an air traffic controller or somebody riding a radar set at either Williams Gateway Airport in Southeast Maricopa County, or Falcon Field, which is the Mesa Municipal Airport, or even Sky Harbor, you know, contact me, get a hold of me, either through Coast to Coast's website or through alienufoart.com, which is my own website, because I need to hear from you.
Bill, try and imagine the predicament that I was having. I had, in just a few years prior, switched the program from the traditional kind of political show that everybody else does to kind of a paranormal mode. And so imagine how difficult it was for me. Thank God my wife at the time also saw everything I saw. That helped a little bit, but not that much, because I still struggled with the nobody's going to believe this scenario. I mean, here I am doing this kind of show and I have this kind of sighting. Imagine how I struggled with that.
Well, my sighting has destroyed a fellow security officer's career, and the manner in which I disclose this has to be very careful, or I'm going to get a lot of people at SRP fired. And it's a very, very conservative business community out here, both in the police departments and in the public utilities.
Sure.
It's run by major religious folk who take their religion very seriously. And
your triangle, I take it, would you like to estimate how large it was, how far it was from
you? At least a mile
you?
To a mile and a half wide. It was equilateral triangle, and it was dark, and it was silent, and it caused everything underneath it to blink and flash, and it created an effect of St. Elmo's fire in an atmosphere where there was, where that would be almost impossible because it's just not enough moisture. On the night of the 15th of November of 1995, it was a Tuesday night, and I was working for the private security agency that provides outside security for the Salt River Project in the eastern part of Phoenix and the East Valley locations. And I was at one of their substations out by Superstition Mountain, which is actually in Pinal County, just to the northeast of Apache Junction. There is a substation out there that powers a small community called Goldfield, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that is right, you know, less than a mile from the foot of the famous Superstition Mountain. And it's, you know, all sacred, you know, to the Apaches and the Pima and the Maricopa peoples and the Hohokam before all of them. And this is a community where you have some very wealthy people building some very high-tech homes, and you also have a lot of shanties and trailers. There's almost no zoning in the area. And I was there to, you know, stand guard over the substation because a lot of construction equipment had been parked there, and that was part of their insurance contract with their insurance companies. And I didn't mind that because, you know, that was a favorite environment. I used to go out with my laptop, and I used to write all night, and I used to, you know, basically listen to Coast and write and, you know, even answer emails and everything. And what ended up happening was at 02:02, that means 2 minutes after 2 a.m. on the morning of the 16th, in the light of a full moon, with a layer of misty-like cloud very high above the mountains to the north of me, illuminated by both the city lights underneath and also the full moon above, lights began to flicker at the substation, and they went off and they went on, and they flickered and they went off and they on, and it increased in rapidity, and then it all went out. I also noticed a greenish it's an electrostatic effect, kind of like St. Elmo's fire, except, you know, not in a wet environment like, you know, on the ocean. And the power transformers in the area were buzzing and crackling, and I could see this green glow on some of them. And I noticed that the city lights to the east of me, and it's a very small community. When I say city, it's really not. It's an unincorporated area, and it's patrolled by the Pinal County Sheriffs. And in the East Valley, all the security guards, you know, they eventually get to know each other, even if they're from rival companies. And you know, the sheriff deputies that are out there, they get to know the security officers if, you know, they're at any particular site for any length of time. And pretty soon there was this large shadow moving out of the Usury Mountains, you know, to the north of me. And it was moving from an azimuth of slightly west of zero, you know, to the north of me. And as, you know, somewhere between 340 degrees of azimuth and possibly 350 degrees of azimuth. And it was moving toward me, and it was getting bigger and it's bigger and it's bigger. And I was seeing this, and I wasn't believing what I was seeing.
Right.
And this is not a boomerang. This is not the same thing as the Phoenix Lights. What this is the same thing that you saw in June of 94.
Can you estimate the speed?
It was drifting, and it was silent. And
yeah, I used the word floating. It wasn't flying. It was floating.
Requires
aerodynamic, you know, enough air moving over a lifting surface.
Exactly. It didn't appear to be flying. It was drifting. And
yeah.
It caused the hairs on my arms and on my exposed flesh. And you have to remember, it was very cold. But it caused my hair to stand. And it gave me a very prickly feeling on my skin. And this thing drifted overhead. And pretty soon, and the whole observation was less than 4 minutes in length. And it moved from the mountain horizon to the north, and then it angled slightly to the southeast, and one of the triangle prongs actually went over the south line of slopes, the south-southeast line of slopes of Superstition Mountain. So it was clearly above Superstition Mountain. So I estimated its size to be between a mile and a mile and a half across. I don't like to say diameter unless you include all the empty space between the tines. And it was moving, I don't know, somewhere around 20, 30 knots.
Yeah.